Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for January 19th. Today's message is entitled, Rightly Discern the Lord's Body, and the related scripture is 1 Corinthians 11:29 and 30. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Paul is inferring that there shouldn't be any physically weak or sickly among the church of Jesus Christ. There shouldn't be any who die prematurely. He indicates that many people are weak and sickly because they aren't rightly discerning the body. This observation has a twofold application. First, Paul is talking about the Lord's Supper, communion. The broken bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for your physical sustenance. You can partake of that body, that broken body, just as a routine ceremony, and it won't mean a thing in the world to you. It will just be a ritual. Or when you hold that piece of broken bread in your hand, you can say, "Thank God the body of Jesus was broken for my physical sustenance. His blood was shed for the remission of my sins. I am eating the bread as a sign, as evidence, that I am partaking of his broken body, and therefore I am healed. With his stripes I am healed. I no longer have sickness or disease." When you do this, you are discerning the Lord's body. There is another spiritual aspect to the scripture, which is that the body of Christ is one. The spiritual body in the earth today is one. You must walk in love towards your fellow Christians. If you don't discern the body of Christ and walk in love with your fellow Christians, you'll open the door to sickness and disease. That's powerful.
That would be a good one for us.
Very powerful. Be good. If you use that reading of January 19th for your communion. We take communion here in our home, and I advise you to take communion in your home as often as the Lord leads you to do that. And use this reading today when you take that communion and receive your healing. Confession. I will walk in love towards all Christians.
I will walk in love towards all Christians.
I'll honor and reverence all Christians.
I'll honor and reverence all Christians.
I may not always agree with all Christians.
I may not always agree with all Christians.
But I will not be disagreeable.
But I won't be disagreeable.
Amen. You can disagree without being disagreeable.